Sleep Cafe.
Number 15, Burger King foot lettuce. I just showed Marissa that TikTok. Fine. Little YouTube video.
Whatever it is. It's a video. Before we started, Olivia was like, let's do episode number 2, Burger King foot lettuce. I was like, what? What does that mean? So obviously the name of this episode is Burger King foot lettuce. Like, we can't do anything else.
And I was like, you don't know about Burger King foot lettuce?
No, I do not.
He talks like, that's like all his videos are like these countdown videos. And that's how he talks in all of them.
We love a countdown video though.
They are. That's really sometimes how I get some of my information.
Yeah, it all came from a countdown video, guys.
I like watch the countdown video to get inspiration. You know, like, maybe I want to do a story about a haunted doll.
That's your muse.
Like, if I do want to do a story about a haunted doll, yeah. I'll, like, watch 15 of the creepiest haunted dolls.
Yeah.
Number 15, Robert the Doll.
Yeah. And then you have to apologize after you watch it, because that's the rules. Yeah.
Sorry, Jesus. I went to go actually do Robert for last week's episode, but his story's kind of short.
Somewhat, yeah.
Yeah, he kind of scares me.
Another time. Yeah, I'm too scared to talk about him. You already talked about Annabelle, so.
And her mitten hands.
Yeah.
I wouldn't roast Robert like that, though.
I'm too scared.
He is powerful.
Yeah.
So, you guys already know, we record this episode right after we just recorded the one that you listened to last week.
Yep.
So, nothing has changed. We got no
Tomorrow's February. We forgot to say that.
Yeah.
And then it's my birth month, so happy birthday month to me.
What are we going to do for your birthday?
And I expect you guys to send me one present every day of the month.
Yes, until birthday.
And I'm not telling you my birthday, so just until the month ends. And that'll suffice.
Exactly.
Yep.
I have to, this makes me sound like such a bitch. I can't remember birthdays to save my life.
That's okay. I'll tell you when we get done.
Okay. No, it's written down somewhere. I have it written down because I can't remember, I can't even remember my mom's birthday sometimes. They're just hard to remember.
That's fair. Birthdays are hard. I will remind everybody that it's my birthday.
Don't worry. It's my birthday.
Yeah. You'll be like, why aren't you being nice to me right now?
12 days to my birthday.
Yeah.
Maybe for your birthday, you'll get the cookbook.
Good idea. Yeah. That is a good idea. I wonder what I'm getting.
I go, fuck, I gotta get a birthday gift.
Yeah. You could just order that now.
Yes.
And then.
It's almost Valentine's Day, too.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we were at a concert.
We were. We saw Poppy last year. It was great.
It was.
Except for, I'm sorry to the people who opened to her.
Yeah.
Or opened for her, sorry.
First of all.
I won't say their name because that's mean, but I don't know if they were having an issue with their sound. I have gone back to Spotify and listened to their songs, and they sound very similar, but their music has a lot of bass and like random noises in it.
And nobody was vibing to it.
Which is like fun.
It was kind of embarrassing.
But when it's super loud, like to the point where like you feel sick because it's that loud, whoa.
Yeah, that was so fun. That was, like, the second time Marissa and I ever hung out.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it was fun. And we stole a poster out of the bathroom.
We did. We looked. There was two of them. And we looked at each other. And we were like, is this just for anybody? Or is this someone in the stalls?
They were just laying out on the counter. But nobody was in there. And they weren't, like, you know when you buy merch at a concert and, like, they're rolled up so mm-hmm. you can keep up with them and they're in, like, plastic?
Yeah.
These were, no, they were tiny. And they weren't the ones that were at the merch table.
They were 11 by 17s.
Yeah, thank you. And so Olivia snatched both of them.
Yes.
And now I don't.
I still have mine.
Yeah, I was about to say. Yeah, mine is hanging on my wall in my bedroom.
That's how I know it's an 11 by 17 because I helped her pick out the frame for it. But no, that was fun, and that's why I'm confused if it's a leap year because that was on Friday, and
let me pull up my calendar.
Right.
Want to know?
And this year Valentine's Day is on a Sunday.
It is not a leap year.
Was last year a leap year?
Girl. Let me go back to 2019. Yes, it was.
That would be why.
Yes. It was.
Because I'm like, I was like counting the numbers on my hand.
Not on your hand.
I said, that don't make no sense. Also, so we're recording from my computer, and Marissa had to, like, upload her stuff to my to, like, send this stuff recording from my computer to her iCloud. Yeah. And the only downloads I had on it were stuff for The Sims.
For The Sims. I said, I love all of this.
I was like, well.
That's not what you said. You said, what if it was hardcore porn instead?
It could have been, right?
Yeah, it could have been. We were talking about this at the end of last episode.
Yeah.
Have we been canceled by the BDSM community yet?
Probably not.
I hope not. I'm really sorry if anything came across like we were shaming anyone.
We just I love her. Sorry. Bailey Sarian popped up on.
I had a notification that had to go away or my brain was going to explode.
Relatable.
Also, I've gotten to the part in this macchiato where it's just like...
Macchiato?
It's too much coffee. It tastes like acetone. Every time that I drink it, I feel like somebody's trying to kill me.
Well, do we have anything to add?
Anything to add? Anything new?
When this gets posted, I think it will be Valentine's Day.
Will it?
Let me look at my calendar.
We don't know calendar math.
If I was thinking that, I would have done a Valentine's Day episode, but... I guess mine might be kind of Valentine's-y. It didn't happen on Valentine's.
Mine definitely ain't.
So, no. So, when we record again our first episode, so when you have murder, you can make it themed.
You can make yours spooky themed?
Yeah.
I don't know what...
murder. I don't know.
Maybe there's like a curse that you can talk about.
Yeah.
Or we just do a film review of the movie Valentine's Day starring Taylor Swift and Taylor Lautner and a bunch of other
celebrities. I can never date someone who has the same name as me.
Why? Because you have to be the star of the show?
I think a man named Olivia might be. Unless it's a woman. I ain't judging.
Yeah.
I just couldn't.
I like how you're like, I won't judge myself.
But, I don't know. I think it would be. Like, I couldn't date someone with the same name as any of my siblings. Or well,
are you your own sibling?
No. But like,
well, you are a twin.
I am a twin.
So technically, are you your own sibling? Because
that's a good question.
Genetically. Scientists, call in.
My number is. I don't know. Maybe we'll have a themed episode. Maybe we won't. I don't really know how dates work. No, it would have to be this week because we post on Fridays. The Friday's the 12th. And then, so the next week would be the 19th. Valentine's Day would have done past.
That's okay.
That's
maybe I'll just do one about love anyway. Who's going to stop me, the podcast police?
Maybe I'll tell you the story of who the fuck Cupid is.
Yeah.
There has to be a story behind it.
I think it's like mythology.
Yeah, I'll give you a history lesson.
Yeah. We'll scare you about something.
Ooh.
History. School.
The textbooks are wrong.
We found a textbook website that literally has, like, all of them on there, and they're free.
It's called ZBooks.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I use the one that's, like, lib.us.
Oh, I use that one, too, but, like...
We're not telling you to pirate your textbooks. We are simply alerting the community of websites.
Your $260 textbook. And it's formatted really nicely where you can click by chapter and highlight things. And they just went and did this
right against the publisher's wishes.
There's also, like, books.
And they really don't want you to get on this website. Don't do it.
How about I went to go pull up this book? Not that I do this, but I went to go pull up this book and I was at the school trying to pull it up. The school has the page blocked.
I wonder why.
I'm already paying for athletics and I ain't an athlete.
Yeah, I don't know why we have that athletic fee. That's not like our gym fee at the school. Like we have a gym for students to use, and it's actually pretty nice. I don't know if you've been in it or not,
mm-hmm.
But we have like a recreational center fee. Okay, we also have a athletics department fee.
Yeah,
so for all of the school athletes, everyone pays to that.
Yeah, and they don't pay anything.
Also, like, our school,
most of them are on scholarship.
Our school is, like, a smaller, like, community type college, right? So, we don't have, like, a football team.
Yeah, when I was looking at them breaking it down, I was like, $200 for athletics.
Yeah.
And then they like to act like your parking's free, but if you go, I paid mm-hmm. for parking.
Yeah, you paid for parking and tuition. It's in all of them little fees that you look at.
I'm like,
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, school is a scam.
It is.
The 17-year-olds who listen to us, don't go. Can and go. It's really important to further your education.
Yeah, it is. But at the same time, it's also a scam. They take advantage of you.
Yes. Just be warned. Get good grades.
Yes.
Steal from the government. Get scholarships.
Steal from the government. I love that. Good advice. We're full of it.
If there's any,
good advice.
If there's any day where they're handing out free shit, always take two.
Yes. They do the most random activities for free at our school. Yes. Like, one of them was literally like, make an emoji pillow. And we're all like, we're not 12, but okay.
It's like, I guess I'll
do it.
They sent me like a t-shirt that was like COVID strong.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa.
Yeah. They have like bingos and trivia days and all kinds
My
of stuff.
My old school that I went to before I transferred here had coloring days where, like, on holidays, we'd go to the library and we would watch holiday movies and we would color.
That's fun.
And they had like, snack packs, too. And they had the cool color-changing cups, mm-hmm. which I'm a whore for. The color-changing cups, yeah. Hand them my way. I'll take 10.
Okay.
They're just fun. And then they get old.
Not Olivia trying to throw our whole table in the floor. It's okay.
Sorry. Luckily, it would have been my computer that fell.
Well, yeah, but it's my table.
She would have survived. It just fell on top of you. Yeah.
All right. My table and my body, because you pushed it this way.
Yeah. It was an accident.
It's fine.
I'm sorry.
It didn't
happen. I wonder if you guys can hear Jinx purr in the last episode, because she was purring and I held her right up to the microphone.
She purrs very loud.
Yeah.
It's one of her special things about her that makes her better than a little bit. Don't tell her I said that.
I won't.
But it makes her a little bit better.
It's okay. She likes to cuddle.
Yeah, she does. Bandit's not. Well, Bandit
sometimes
picks particular people.
One time she cuddled me at night, and that was a rare occurrence. And so I just laid still the whole entire night.
Well, I'm never moving again.
I said, I guess we're cuddling.
Yeah.
Bandit.
That's the rules.
Yeah.
Like, Bandit is very nice to me all the time. She hasn't ever just, like, straight up lashed out for no reason. Sometimes she will if I'm messing with her, but I start that, so I get it. But, like, other people that just be coming up in here, she's so mean.
Like, one time, I have a video of it. One time I was, like, petting her, and she wanted to be petted, and she was vibing, and she just slaps me. And I'm like, whoa, girl.
Okay. Yeah.
I understand. For no reason. I'll be straight up, like, she'll, like, slap me, and I'll just look at Marissa, and I said, yeah, I saw that one coming.
Yeah. It'd be like that.
Like when she was inside a duffel bag, like playing inside yes. of it. And I put my hand under it and she got me so good. I was kind of shook because it was like through
she
a duffel
through
bag.
The duffel bag.
Like, I was like, damn girl, I didn't mean to.
Like one of those quilted duffel bags.
Yeah. I was like.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll post another picture of Banda and Jinx to the Instagram.
Yeah. We also have a picture of your cat on there.
Autumn. She's a chunk. She eats Reese cups.
Mm-hmm. She's definitely not healthy.
No, she just will find them. We have to pull them away.
You know, I don't feed them to her. She sniffs them out like a trophy pig.
She does. I have a little, like, thing in my bedroom that has, like, little candies in it. Mm-hmm. And if I put, like, Reese cups in there, because if I put them anywhere, people in my household will steal them. So I have to hide them in my bedroom.
Yeah.
And so it's, like, a little cubby that's for snacks. And she'll, like, smell it out, and she'll scratch at it and meow at it, and she knows they're in there.
Yep. She's a truffle pig for Reese's. She they need is. To hire her.
Hire.
Yeah.
She's a moon.
She is.
And I have a dog named Bubba, Buddy.
Mm-hmm.
He's cool, too.
Yeah. Most of the time.
Most of the time.
Sometimes he bees bad, but it's only because he be nervous.
Like, every time Marissa's been over at my house, it's been when a lot of people are there, and he just... shakes
he just
and
breaks
jumps
down.
On people.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're not supposed to do that. You know better.
It's okay. I get nervous sometimes too.
You pees?
Yeah. I also pee.
Me too. But yeah. We talked for 15 minutes again. Should I start my story?
Yep.
Have you heard of Tina and Gabriel Watson?
No.
Alright.
I don't think so.
I'm gonna tell you about them.
Okay.
Tina was born February... I'm not going to tell the name of the killing thing because then you'll know it right away.
Oh, okay.
So I'll tell you at the end. Tina was born February 13th, 1977 in Germany. She was put up for adoption and in 1980 was adopted by Tommy and Sydney. They lived in Alabama. They have a daughter already. They're a loving family. Oh, I forgot to fill this in, but Nurse Marissa can tell me what it is. She was diagnosed with PSVT. It's like a heart condition.
I know what SVT is. It's supraventricular tachycardia. I'm not sure what the P stands for. It's where, so your heart has like chambers in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong, but tachycardia is when your heartbeat is like way too fast. So when you have, it's like a particular portion of it is going faster than it should be. So it messes up your rhythm. And obviously if your heart isn't doing what it's supposed to be doing, it messes up the rest of your body, blah, 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 blah.
See, you can see I left two gaps to fill in what it was. And I forgot that. To go back in and fill in if what it was.
That's what it is. Let me Google it to make sure.
While she's Googling it, I'll tell you more about her. At the age of 24, she had a surgery to work on this. She's just overall a great person. She attended the University of Alabama. This is where she would meet Gabe Watson.
I was right, by the way, people. It says faster heart rate beginning above the heart's two lower chambers. So yeah, it's your upper chambers beating faster than your lower ones. And obviously they're all supposed to beat at the same time, same rate. So yeah.
Here we have a audio engineer, a nurse,
a woman I say?
Jack of all trades. A jack of, what is the same? I don't know.
A Jill of all trades, ma'am.
Sorry. So Tina had been engaged before, right? And she was going to get married to this man.
Mm-hmm. Are you? I don't know why I keep drinking that because it's right here and it's nasty.
She's like, she's dying over there.
It is.
Right. And Gabe, Tina was engaged, kept asking to go out with her. Like, let's date. Let's go out. But she's engaged.
And she's like, no, I'm engaged. And he's like, but what if we dated? And she's like, I'm engaged.
Also, not to sound like a bitch, but to sound like a bitch, she is way out of this man's league.
Okay.
I'm going to show you. Bet. And it might you might realize who it is.
I will say, I haven't seen many pictures of murderers or murderees. And so in my head, I have
that girl is way out of that man's league.
Oh, he really, yeah, yeah.
She is beautiful, and he looks like not beautiful.
He looks very much not beautiful.
He looks
wow, Olivia.
Ugly.
We're coming for people's looks now.
We are. Especially when you, spoiler, kill people.
Well, yeah.
That takes all your pretty looks away.
You heard it here first.
You can't be pretty and a killer.
Yeah.
The Ken and Barbie killers, ugly.
That case makes me so mad.
Yeah, I don't think I can do that one just because of how fired up I would get. We might have to.
We'll have to anyway because we watched, what does that mean? Luke Magnotta.
Luca Magnotta movie?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how he's tied in. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that detail.
How did you forget about that? That's the best part of the story. That's another story for another day. We're not going to start on that.
Sorry. We'll put a pin in that and we'll come back to that one day. One day. Okay. So one day, like eventually Tina and this guy, they call off the engagement.
Mm-hmm.
So they're at a New Year's party. That is the word I was looking for.
Okay, you got it. You found it.
They are at a New Year's party. Gabe and Tina are there. And Gabe approaches Tina and was like, I want a date. Let's date. And finally, Tina's like, okay.
Fine. Yeah. She's like, whatever.
Which I, no. Not me.
Yeah.
So they go on several dates. And they began dating in January 2001. Let's talk a little bit about Gabe. David Gabriel Watson was his full name. If I have learned anything about men and anything about my Tinder date experiences, it's never to trust a man who goes by their middle name and not their middle name. Like, his middle name was Gabriel, but he went by Gabe. And his first name is David. I'm going to let you know, two of the people who we have talked about on this podcast went by their middle name, but it wasn't really their middle name.
Okay.
I would dox them right now, but...
Yeah, that probably wouldn't end well for either one of us, and we would regret it.
Yeah. One of them, you can look up their criminal record. The other one threatened to kill me, so we won't talk about them at all.
You meet the most interesting people. Are either of them holding a fish in their bio?
No.
Okay.
I automatically swipe left for those ones. it's like, oh, you say racial slurs. like, I don't know. I just connect the two.
Hey, men, why do you take pictures? I know why they take pictures with fish. But why do you think that that's, like, the picture for your dating profile? It's also like the profiles who they'll like take a picture with a pet or something. So then people will be like, oh my God, your dog is so cute.
Right.
Or whatever. And then he's like.
Sometimes they just have a picture of their dog. Like they're not even in the picture.
Yeah.
One time I showed Rosa a Tinder profile. This guy was just like pointing a gun straight at the camera.
Yeah.
And I was like, look at this. And she's like, what? Like, I don't know why they do
Tinder
that.
Tinder scares me too much. I could not.
It's a while.
That's why Olivia does it.
Sometimes it scares me.
I might do it if I just get bored one day.
You're like, let's see what happens.
Yeah. Sometimes see what kind of spice we could drum up. I feel like I could drum up some spice.
I really do.
Not to toot my own horn.
You could.
I think
she's
could.
A spicy individual.
Is spicy like the nice word for
mentally
rude?
Ill?
Call me out then. Okay.
Describe myself
to be fair, I told you the other day that like dying sounded delicious.
So. You did, and I was like,
you said, why don't we go to Walmart and buy you that Nintendo Switch?
I said, can I bring?
Look, nobody get worried. It was a joke. It was a prank.
See, like that's how we'd be vibing together.
It was a prank.
Rose and I will say stuff to each other, and nobody else will get the joke. Like one time, I made this joke about how I can't finish my shampoo and conditioner at the same time.
Yeah.
And Rose and I were on the same wavelength, but the people I was with were like, "What?" And I was like, "Oh, so I am."
You go. I am.
I am spicy.
And if you don't know what that means, then I don't know why you're here.
Right. I'm sorry. I meant that as a joke because I also would call myself spicy. I don't know.
Girl. I think that we know.
Also, when she was like talking about that, I was like, I can come over to you and bring you some corn salad from Mexican restaurant.
Look, this Mexican restaurant down the street. Do y'all know what street corn is? You should if you don't. So they make this. I guess it would be like dip adjacent. It's like roasted corn. Yeah, see, you're at that part in the macchiato. It's gross. Anyway, so they make this dip, mm-hmm. and it's roasted corn, like little free falling single kernels, okay, in the bottom of this thing, and then they do sour cream, and then they do like the cheese and the spices they do on top of street corn. I could eat that with a spoon.
I mean,
and it's only like $4.
I was like, I will bring you corn and stuff to dye, tie dye.
Yeah.
Because I said
stuff to dye.
that is
what I wanted.
This is what we're gonna do. No, I'm kidding.
It was a joke. It was a prank.
Yeah, it's a joke. I would never. And like when Marissa tells me, I'm like, I just like don't be like. There. I'm like,
if you did that, I wouldn't tell you anymore about. Yeah, my problems.
I would be like. Girl, I don't. Honestly, sometimes I'm like, girl, I'm gonna be honest. I don't know what to say, but
I can
bring you some food, and we can watch some drag queens, and we can.
I am watching back. We're gonna finish season 4 tonight. I know that you haven't seen the rest of it, but you're gonna watch the finale. I am watching back Drag Race because I was an individual who's not allowed to watch that as a child. Sometimes I get it because they do say things that are not for children. But now I am watching it because I can do what I want and
I'm an adult
and I am on season 4. I've watched the season 7 because Trixie and Katya are in it. If you don't know who they are, then catch up. But I'm on season 4 now, and like Alaska and Detox, and it's the season that Alyssa Edwards is on. it's so crazy. We're gonna watch the finale tonight.
I'm excited.
I kind of skip around. I will say seasons 1, 2, and 3, horrible quality. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. But it's like our first episode.
Actually, it might be season 5. Girl, I don't know.
It's fine. The cat just broke in.
Yeah.
But.
They act like they live here or something.
Right. They act like this is their house.
I don't know.
Okay. Hi. Do you want to purr into the microphone? Let's see if we can hear her. Can you hear it? It's picking up.
Okay, anyway, we're 25 minutes into this. What is wrong with us?
Okay.
They agree to go on a date.
Yes, they agree to go on a date. They date for a while. They graduate from the University of Alabama. Mm-hmm. Tina is a manager at a mall, and Gabe is working on his father's packaging business.
Okay.
So they obviously didn't use their degrees.
Yeah.
Not to be rude.
That's okay.
Gabe is a whore for scuba diving.
Oh.
Yeah. Loves it.
Okay.
He does it all the time. Tina doesn't like it. Mind you, she also has that heart issue, which makes
yeah,
it
you
kind
shouldn't
of
be doing
dangerous
that.
Scuba dive. But Gabe is a dick about it. And he's like, I do all this stuff for Tina. She doesn't do shit for me. She won't come scuba dive. This is ridiculous. So Tina begins to learn how to scuba dive. I also want to note,
girl,
Gabe is like this certified helper. He can do like rescues during scuba dives.
Okay.
I want you to
wait.
Put,
I think I might know what this is.
Yes. I need you to put a pin in that because okay. We're going to circle back.
All right. Cool.
Okay. January 2003, she began to take lessons. Her parents took issues to this because they're worried about her heart, obviously.
Yeah.
On February 2003, Gabe asked to propose to Tina, to Tina's mm-hmm. parents. Tommy is the father, and I stan this man. He's like, I don't think so. I don't really like you. There's something suspicious about you.
He goes, you know what?
So he didn't get a yes to propose to her.
And I assume he does it anyway.
He does it anyways. Yeah. So, April 20th, 2003, they get proposed. Look, I never want to get proposed around a holiday. But
or
I,
in public.
Right? But I really would never want to be proposed on Easter in this way. He hides a ring in an Easter egg and then sends her on an Easter egg hunt.
the creativity of...
Like, I never really thought about my... It's never...
I'm so sorry. I hate
myself. For the viewers listening at home, Marissa went to go take another sip of her coffee, which we've noted doesn't taste good anymore. And she pulls it closer to her, and then she makes a face, realizing how gross it will
be. I was like, no. And I pushed it back to Olivia's side of the table.
That was funny. Okay, that was good. That made me laugh. Okay. Easter egg hunt proposal.
Creative
would hate it. If I opened an egg and there wasn't a Twix in it and it was a wedding ring, I'd be pissed.
Or if there was a yolk in it and not a wedding ring, you know?
I'd be mad. Okay, so on September 26, 2003, they get married.
Mm-hmm.
No, just kidding. Oh. Nope, I jumped ahead. September 26, 2003, Tina goes to her father because Gabe has been pushing Tina to be the sole proprietor on her insurance and to her life insurance and to get her life insurance bumped up higher. And Tina's father is like, no.
That's suspicious.
That's weird. Father was like, yeah, I'll do it later. So October 11th, 2003, they get married.
Mm-hmm.
They then go on a 2-week honeymoon. The first week they're in Australia, and the second week they're in Townsville, Queensland, doing scuba dives.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They had 23 scuba sites set up to see.
Dang.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So at this point, Gabe has 55, like, dives on his back, like, more than 55.
Yeah.
Like, he does this all the time. Tina has less than 10.
Okay.
These dives that they're doing for this, like, Queensland trip are, like, super complicated, super perplex. Perplexed, not the word I was looking for, mm-hmm. but that's a big word.
Mm-hmm.
But they're, like, really hard dives. Like, you're supposed to be pretty...
And are they, like, really deep?
Mm-hmm. Good. They're super deep. Emotional. Sorry.
They just get real with each other when they're down there, you know? It's like when you sit at the bottom of a pool, like in the deep end, and you just sit down there with your thoughts. That's what they're doing on these dives.
Tina did feel safe with Gabe, though, because that's her husband, mm-hmm. and, you know.
Why wouldn't you?
Right? So they're about to do a really complicated dive, and here they are offered, like, special help
mm-hmm.
because it's a complicated dive. They're going to send an expert with Gabe and Tina, but Gabe refuses it, and that doesn't... Tina really is uncomfortable by this.
Right.
So when they were on the boat getting ready to dive... The boat monitor Gabe brought is, like, messing up. It's not working right. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't like that either. So, to go deeper down, they put weights on Tina. This is normal. Excuse me. It's something that they do just to, like, help people out sometimes.
I'm just going to also tell you lovely people. if you don't know a whole lot about heart conditions, just in general, you could just have a little murmur, a little bit of irregularity. You're not really supposed to do strenuous activity, which I would assume already you probably shouldn't be scuba diving. You probably also should not be in water carrying weights on your body, because that is a lot. It's like after you have surgery and you're not even supposed to like pick up a baby. Yeah. It's like that, because it's too much strain.
It's like you have a C-section and they're like, sorry, you can't even pick up your own kid. Mm-hmm. Why did you have a 10-pound baby? That's your fault.
And especially if you have something that's been going on for like your entire life. Maybe not the best idea to do this.
Okay.
But.
So, they're in the water. They're diving down. Gabe says Tina was acting weird and began to signal like things to him. Like, come help me. She knocked off his breathing apparatus. he's struggling and is distracted. Then, like, he's struggling to get it back on. This is his story right now that I'm telling.
Okay.
He is struggling and distracted. He then sees Tina sinking to the floor. The tour, instead of helping Tina, mm-hmm. you remember he's a certified helper. This is like, yeah. you know, she should know how to help.
He's a professional.
He goes and swims and goes to the top.
Okay.
And she's just sinking to sea floor. The tour guide that was like with these other people, you know, it's like a group thing.
Right.
Is like, his name is Wade. He sees Tina. He grabs her and takes her to a different boat. So there's like different boats. Wade and Tina, mm-hmm. Wade is a tour guide who saves her. They're on one boat. Gabe is on another boat, mm-hmm. right? So Wade is performing CPR on her, trying to save her. Mm-hmm. He performs CPR for 30 minutes. Mm.
Okay.
People begin to ask Gabe, what's up? He said he never learned how to bring people to the surface. They're like, why didn't you help her? She's like, I wasn't specially certified with how to bring people to the surface.
What do you mean you just grab them and go up?
Right?
Am I missing something?
That's what I was confused about. They also say Gabe was like acting really weird on the boat. Like he kept like asking people for hugs.
He's one of them guys. Give me a hug.
And like his wife is like dying on the boat next over. Yeah. He's like asking for hugs. And he doesn't seem sad or upset. But he's just acting strange. So the doctors say it was weird because, you know, everybody's like, oh, she drowned.
Mm-hmm.
But when they do an autopsy report, there isn't a lot of water in her lungs. Not enough to suggest almost as if she went...
Mm-hmm.
Swallowed the water. That was it. That was the amount of water that was in her lungs.
Would it be possible that she would have passed out down there? I don't know how deep they were.
They're pretty deep, mm-hmm. but I'll get to what happened.
Okay.
So, another thing. She was wearing 20 pounds of weights. She should have only been wearing 8.
Of course.
Yeah. He never even like asked how to get to Tina's boat to go be with her. So Tina couldn't be saved. She passed away. But mm-hmm. several people were on this dive, and they said they saw something weird.
Mm-hmm.
They described that Gabe gave Tina, like, a bear hug underwater that made Tina struggle waving her arms. The police wanted to talk to Gabe for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And Gabe was very willing. His story continued to change. Nothing made sense. He was like, yeah, she sunk. Oh, she didn't sink. Blah, blah, blah. He kept changing his story.
Yeah.
Gabe told his parents that Tina died on this trip. But he made his parents tell Tina's family that. He didn't even tell Tina's family.
What?
His parents had to tell Tina's family.
This is a grown man.
Mm-hmm.
And you're making your... Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, the initial coroner didn't rule anything as suspicious, just that she had drowned. Tina's dad, our homeboy Tommy,
mm-hmm.
has a gut feeling that something isn't right. 5 days later, Gabe and Tina are flown home. They have a funeral. Gabe acts really inappropriate at this funeral. Mm. One of the quotes from the funeral that he says to like a buddy is, a quote, at least her breasts still look perky, end quote. The media got a hold of that quote. The guy like went to the media.
Incel energy.
Right?
Incel energy. At least she got the anime titty still. incel energy.
Later that year, he sent out a Christmas card, and it was him and Tina on the Christmas card. And the Christmas card read, quote, "Who's that sexy guy next to Tina? Oh, yeah, that's me," end quote.
Like, this is after she's dead?
Yeah.
My head hurts.
After Tina's funeral, things began to go back to normal. But Gabe wants his insurance money. But guess what? Tina's father had not put him as the sole proprietor on the insurance.
Thank God.
So Tommy believes nothing that Gabe is saying. He's like, mm-mm, there's something suspicious.
Yeah.
So good old Tommy begins to dig deeper. He began to ask people who were on the dive when Tina died. They tell him how Gabe did not go to Tina's boat. This makes him travel all the way to Australia to get more information.
Dang.
This is where he finds
He's
Wade.
He's pulling out a Liam Neeson Taken.
He really is. I still have to watch some interviews with him. I stand Tommy.
If nothing else that you have learned from this podcast, stand Tommy.
Right? So he finds Wade, the guy who tried to resuscitate Tina. Mm-hmm. Also, side note, resuscitate is spelled very fun.
Yes.
Like resuscitate.
Not resuscitate.
So he talks to Wade. They agree that this is really suspicious. So in July 2004, it's listed as a criminal case. Australia listed as a criminal case. Mm-hmm. Body not where he said was originally was. And he stated that he asked two divers for help when he was like going up, like, help, oh my god, my wife, she's down there drowning. This never really happened. They also said he like rocketed to the surface. Like he like went up there as fast as he could. They said that Tina surfaced several times. It was almost like she was panicking. Probably because she had 20 pounds of weights around her waist.
Yeah.
She should have had more help, but Gabe took it away. They think Gabe turned her air off until she went unconscious and then turned it back on. So, like, water... She was, like, wearing a mask. So, water couldn't get into the mask.
Right.
They turned off the air. So, she's suffocating. Then they fight, like, the bear hug is happening. Mask falls up. She inhales water. A little bit of water in her lungs. He puts the mask back on. Turns her air on. She sinks to the bottom. So, only 15... So, the company needs to be sued as well. Because only 15 of Gabe's dives were ocean dives. So,
the rest of them were in a swimming pool?
I think they're, like, in a lake and stuff.
Okay.
Which are... Apparently, I don't know anything about diving, but I guess they're drastically...
Yeah. I know that your first couple of dives are in, like, an Olympic swimming pool that are, like, really deep. And then you do stuff like in lakes and stuff because you don't really have like a current in a lake really. And the water's different and they're generally not as deep as the ocean is. And there's all this stuff about pressure and whatever. And then you can do like ocean dives and that's also different. Those are the ones, well, I guess you could dive with any of them, but the ocean ones in particular are the ones where they're like, if you come up too fast, you're going to die.
Yeah. So, if the company would have followed protocol, they would have had Gabe and Tina having an instructor. Because he didn't have enough ocean dives.
Yeah.
But they didn't. They also didn't tell the family about how Tina was panicking during this dive.
Of course.
Tommy said to police that everyone he left flowers to for his daughter when he would leave flowers at his daughter's gravesite, they would get taken.
Like somebody just snatched them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Tommy thought someone was stealing him. Then, later on, Gabe wants to move the body, and he does. And when he moves the body, he doesn't put a gravestone to mark where the body is at.
For what?
Because
what was his reasoning? Just because he's a dig?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tommy then goes to police again. They set up a camera, and they see Gabe taking the flowers. So, his excuse is that she didn't like plastic flowers.
He's trying to do something nice.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, have a symbol that lasts longer than regular flowers do.
Exactly.
It's not because he's, like, whatever, whatever.
So, another woman enters the picture.
Mm-hmm.
They get married in 2008. Australia cops go to Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, we need Gabe.
Yeah.
He was not the husband everybody thought he was, obviously.
Of course not.
At one point, he threw two pizzas at Tina during a fight.
Pizzas?
Yeah, sorry, it's not funny, but it's just like...
Like, are we talking slices or like full
Domino's?
No, like
full Domino's pizzas.
Okay.
Just right at her.
Hey, guys, here's my one piece of advice. Do not marry or date an incel.
Right?
That is just incel energy. Also, he's from Alabama, so like...
It just even adds to it. When you see pictures of him, we'll post them obviously to our Instagram. Like, you'll just see what we're talking about.
He has incel energy just looking at him.
So before they got engaged, they went on a break. And Tina gets set up on a date during this time. Gabe finds out and continues to harass Tina.
Oh, so they were basically married because he wouldn't leave her alone.
Yeah.
Cool.
So they're at court now. A little flash forward. They're at court. They cannot use the fact that Gabe wanted to be added to Tina's life insurance as motives.
Why?
I don't know. Isn't that dumb? That's like the biggest motive for anybody. And they also wouldn't take like the testimonies of people saying how aggressive he could be as. Yeah. Don't know. It's the fucked American political. I mean, they're both fucked, but the justice system. So... He is told if he goes to Australia to stand trial, they will drop the case from murder to manslaughter. So he goes.
Definitely not manslaughter, but go off.
He is then convicted of manslaughter and is sent to a 4-year sentence, but only spends 12 months in prison. Mm. Alabama says that's not enough and moves it to guess how long?
I don't know, like 2 weeks.
18 months. So it went from 4 years to 12 months to 18 months.
Great.
Australia would not give any evidence to Alabama police unless they agreed not to do the death penalty.
Okay.
So they're like, I guess we can't kill him.
Okay.
He is tried for two accounts, one of them being manslaughter and the other one being kidnapping by trickery. Because they said him taking her to Australia and marrying her and convincing her to scuba dive was
like
trickery.
It's this long haul plan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Which it obviously was.
Yeah.
So he, I don't know what this note is. It just says 3 years unmarked. I don't know what that means.
Maybe he was like unaccounted for 3 years.
Or maybe her grave stood that long being unmarked. Yeah. February 13th, 2012, they go back to court. The odd behavior when he was on the boat also couldn't be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when they go there for like the manslaughter in Alabama, they're like, not enough evidence, and he is acquitted.
That's so irritating.
So he's just walking free right now.
Cool. Hey, if you're listening, I hate you.
Hey, if you're listening, fuck you. Yeah. All right. Time for Marissa's story.
Okay.
We'd be talking a lot.
I know.
It's okay.
We should have a lot of thoughts. So I'm doing the Winchester Mystery House. I thought that we had done it before, but we have not. So
that's so fun.
It's my turn to shine. It's in San Jose, California. If you don't know what it is, if you haven't heard of it. It's like one of the big ones that everybody talks about. But it was the personal residence of Sarah Lockwood Party Winchester. Five names.
That's how you know you're rich.
I know. So, she was married to William Winchester. He ended up dying in 1881 due to complications from tuberculosis.
So, it's always the TB that takes him.
Yeah, because it's 1881. And after he died, if you haven't thought about it already, his last name is Winchester. He's like one of the... He's the son, I think, of the guy that founded the Winchester rifle company.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Sam and Dean from
their names. Yes. Come from this house. Yes. So when he dies, she's married to him, so she becomes like the heiress of the fortune, right?
Yes.
They only had one child together also. Her name was Annie. She died a few months before William did. So Sarah like goes through both of these very close to one another. And their child, I don't even think she was a year old yet.
Yeah, if I remember right, she, like, just had, like, given birth to her.
Yeah, I think they said it was maybe, like, she'd been alive for, like, 5.5 weeks, maybe. So that's only, what, like, 2 months?
Yeah, she was not old. I'm sorry that I continue to call babies it.
She died from a childhood illness. It's called marasmus. It's like when you have like a nutritional deficiency, mm-hmm. and your body just waste away. It's easy. I mean, it would be easy now, but it's super easy in 1881. So, you know. But yeah, so Sarah goes through both of those very close to one another. And so because she's dealing with all of this grief and stuff, she packs up from where they lived, which was in New Haven, Connecticut. And she moves out to California, she moves into the house that stands there now. So since her husband had died and she like becomes the heiress of the Winchester fortune, her inheritance totaled to $20.5 million.
Jesus Christ.
And in the 2019's version of that, that's about $543 million. That's just her inheritance from when he died. She also had a daily income of $1,000, which equaled out to about $26,000 now, every day.
Oh my.
And
give me that for a month.
And it's because she is like, she owns like 50% of the company, which is, I think, was the biggest share of it. So when she packs up from New Haven, she finds this little house. It was originally an 8-room farmhouse. It had a bunch of land on it. I don't think that they own all of the original land that it sat on. But it started as 8 rooms. And the name Winchester Mystery House came from Harry Houdini, who had visited the site, I think it was after she had died.
I had a hamster named Houdini. I just wanted
to add that in. Did you lose him? Or did he just...
Well, see, the thing is, my parents told me I couldn't get a hamster. And I said, let me get a hamster. And then I had to send him back. But aww. The reason why I named him Houdini was because he escaped out of the box when I was driving home.
Exactly.
And he was, like, lost in my car there for a minute.
Everybody loses a hamster at some point in their lives. So, obviously, if you don't know, the Winchester House is called the Mystery House or whatever because of how it's built and the reasons why. So, it went from being a small farmhouse to an enormous mansion. At one point, it stood 7 stories high. Today, it's 24,000 square feet. There's 10,000 windows, 2,000 doors, 160 rooms, 52 skylights, 47 stairways and fireplaces, 17 chimneys, 13 bathrooms, and 6 kitchens.
Holy fuck.
And that does not account for, like, just normal bedrooms. They might be accounted for in the 160 rooms, but, yeah. So, the only time that it's been, like, messed up unintentionally was in 1906 during the Great San Francisco earthquake. That's when it had stood at 7 stories high. And after that, it went down to, I think, 4 stories.
It was 7 to 4. That damn.
Yeah, from an earthquake, yeah.
That's a lot of falling.
And I think it was, like, built pretty soundly, you know, within codes or whatever. So it's not that the house was poorly built. It was just earthquakes be like, you know.
So happy we don't have earthquakes.
God,
here.
I know. I couldn't
there's
either.
A tornado warning and I cry.
You're like, well, I guess I live in the bathroom now.
Me and my dog are just sitting in the bathtub.
A lot of the original, like, main floor still stands. There were only a couple of rooms in the house that got damaged from the earthquake that, like, obviously weren't a part of the 7 stories that are on main levels. Some of them have, like, missing floorboards or just the walls had kind of broken. Obviously, like, all of that part of the house is closed off to the public. But the original price tag in 1923 was $5 million.
Jesus Christ.
And that is $71 million today.
What would you do with $71 million?
A lot. That's my answer.
Everything.
So, not only is it special for, like, all of the weird stuff that's inside of it, it was one of the first homes in the country to have indoor plumbing, hot water going directly to the showers, push-button gas lights, and 3 elevators inside the home.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So, her house has a bunch of these staircases that were named, like, Easy Riser staircases because she eventually got, like, crippling arthritis.
Aww.
And so it's hard to go up. They look like ramps, like wheelchair ramps, kind of.
Like, She wasn't bougie enough to have the lift.
Well, I don't think it existed.
She can make it exist.
Well, maybe. So I said it's all fun to own a rifle company, right? And get all this money.
Right.
Well, Sarah was a bit superstitious, and there is said to be something called the Winchester Rifle Curse, which they think that everybody who's killed by a Winchester rifle haunts whoever owns the company. And I think that she thought that a lot. She's pretty, like, strong in that belief.
I mean, understandable.
And I think also because she had gone through so much grief, like, at once, she feels guilty for a lot of things. And, yeah.
I mean, can we blame her?
No. So she gets really into spirituality. And, like, spirituality at that time means, like...
Spirituality was, like, they're like voodoo.
Kind of. Like, what you would see voodoo as in the movies.
Yes, like that. It was, like,
yeah,
hang her at the stake and burn her alive.
Yeah, so she gets really into that stuff. And I don't know if it started because she was trying to contact her husband and her child. But she starts holding seances in the home. During these seances, she would have spiritual writing sessions, which is where you're supposed to, like, channel spirits to draw things for you and write messages and stuff. Some people say that that's where some of the floor plans came from for the house. And during some of her just, like, regular seances, she's not, like, drawing anything, she would ask the spirits, like, how they would like the house to be built and stuff. So some of the weird things that are in the house, like, there's rooms that go to nowhere. There's, like...
Are there rooms that just, like, fall?
Yeah, and there's rooms that still haven't been opened to this day because there's certain keys. The website for the house, like, the people that own it now, there's something called, like, the Skeleton Key Club or something, because there's all of these keys that you would use to get into certain rooms, and they haven't found all of them. It's, like, this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, some of the weird things that were in the house, she put up to appease, like, good spirits and to, like, be on their side, and then other things she would put up to confuse, like, evil spirits, which is why some doors lead to nowhere, because she's trying to trick them and trap the bad ones.
Hey. Question. I know she obviously wasn't, like, sound of mind, but can spirits, like, just walk through walls?
You,
like,
think. Okay. I don't know the thought process behind she thought that she would confuse them. So
it's okay. I mean, she was trying.
Yeah, so these few ghost stories that I found, they come off of the Mystery House website.
Did our friend of the show, Zach Bagans,
get it? Yes, he did.
Are you going to talk about it?
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
So, a bunch of employees have claimed to cross paths with a man named Clyde. They say that he has, like, a handlebar mustache. And sometimes you can see him pushing a wheelbarrow in the basement or repairing the fireplace in the ballroom. They said that the management has gotten a lot of comments from people coming through the house because it's now a tourist attraction. And they'll be like, oh, we really like that actor that was, like, fixing the fireplace in the ballroom. That was so cool. And the management is always like, what? We don't have any actors. Like, what are you talking about?
They're like,
There's always, like, tugging of shirts, that kind of thing that people have felt on tours. One of the maintenance workers that works there, he had gone to work one day. He was in a part of the house called the water tower. He heard footsteps, like, over above, which would have been on the roof. And so he was like, oh, I guess somebody broke in and is up there. So he goes up there to, like, tell them that they got to leave. And then nobody's up there when he gets up there. Spooky. So
that is spooky.
Zach Bagans did go there.
I think
in 2014.
I think I remember watching this one. And don't they almost fall?
I couldn't find the episode. It might be on Hulu. We might have to watch it. I have down that he brought in psychics with him. They were Sylvia Brown, somebody called TK, and James Van Prague. I think that's how you say his name. They have a seance in, like, the seance room that she used to
do. She had, like, a specific...
Yeah. There's a room in the house for, like, it.
Disrespectful?
Probably. Well, these psychics were all like, oh, yeah, we talked to Sarah. She said that she's, like, so lit that there's so many visitors coming through this house.
I disagree.
I said, I don't think that that's true, but okay. And then my favorite story that I saw on the website was that in 2019, Because they have all of these historians that are, like, working on the house, and they work for the people that own the house now, because they're trying to figure out, like really this house has so much, because, like, architecture in it that's so pretty.
And she kept changing,
like, yeah, people she changed it constantly. It never quit being renovated. Like, every day there was something going on.
She's very interesting.
She is. So there's an architectural historian meeting with their house historian.
Okay.
Their house historian's last name is, I think you say it, Boheme, maybe. They're trying to figure out, like, the origin of some of the glass in the windows, because there's all of this, like, beautiful stained glass.
Yeah, there's 10,000 windows.
Yeah, they're trying to figure out, like, the designer of the glass for, like, historical reasons. So Boheme was like, well, I kind of think that it might be from this person, but I don't really know because I haven't been able to find any sources on it. And so the next day when they're meeting again, he says that they're, like, going through some of the rooms and they're trying to restore things because they're still, like, constantly trying to fix the house just from it falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
And they find an envelope that had been hidden inside of the wall.
For exciting.
125 years.
Exciting.
Yeah, and it was addressed to Sarah Winchester, and it had the logo on it from Pacific American Decorative Company, and that, like, inside of it.
It's the windows.
It was like, yeah, here's your statement for these windows. And it was the exact ones that they were trying to figure out. And that happened the day after.
That's so spooky. That's spooky. It's like she was like, hey.
Yeah, she's like, hey, this is where they're from.
This is like, okay, this is like slightly related, a little more depressing, but.
Not depressing.
So my grandfather passed away. Not the one who passed away recently of COVID. I have another grandfather.
Yeah.
And he passed away in a car accident. Mm-hmm. But one day on my grandmother and his wedding anniversary, she was, like, just, you know, trying to keep her mind off things. This is after he passed, and she was, like, cleaning out things. And in one of her dressers, she found a picture that she had taken of flowers that he gave her on one of her anniversaries.
Aww.
And with, like, the note with it that he gave her. And I was like, that be a sign.
It is. That's exactly what Sarah was trying to do with this. She's exactly. like, hey, I heard you was trying to figure out where these windows was from. And it was in the wall.
Right. Like, how do you maybe we should just look in here.
I don't want to know what's in these walls. So, obviously, because they believe in COVID, the house is closed for tours right now. But they do 360 immersive tours, like, digitally. They are $9. And you can also do video tours that are, like, pre-recorded. You can rent them for 3 days for $6, or you can buy one, like, unlimited access, watch as many times as you want for $14.
Marissa, can I give you, like, can we, like, split the costs and do it?
And then that would be fun.
We should do it, and then next episode we can give a review.
Give a review?
Yes, should be.
Fun.
I think we might have to.
Maybe.
I love that. What was the house? You're just talking about houses that are weird. What was a murder house where he, like, built it and, like, it sent you to trapdoors and then he would, like, kill you?
Oh, are you talking about, like, H.H. Holmes?
Yes, Holmes,
yeah.
Him.
Yeah.
It just made me think of that.
I don't remember what they call it, like, murder castle or something. They call it something like that. Something dramatic.
Once COVID is over, we should go to
the murder castle.
Not the murder castle.
I would like to go to the Winchester house.
I do, too. I would be very respectful.
You can buy merch on their website still, though.
We'll support it so they can, you know...
Yeah.
You know, keep up the good work. And I'm sure there's people still working there. We want them to get paid.
Yeah, they still have, like, all of their house historians and stuff that are working. Because I think right now they're trying to make sure... Because this is the time when there's no tourists where they can really get in there and, like, repair things. So
and
it's
they
safer.
Do more research.
And open more of the house.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's what they're working on right now.
So, time for a Tinder message.
Get to
this one is an old one. This one was around when my grandpa passed away, so obviously I wasn't on Tinder.
Right.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah.
So, this guy said, hello, and I thought he was cute, so I replied to him. I just said, hi. And then he said, how are you? Hey, let's cuddle. Bro, I cuddled you, but you wilded. And I just replied, my grandpa died.
Did he say anything back?
No.
Bro, I cuddled you.
He said, bro, I would cuddle you, but you wilding, because I wouldn't reply to him. Because I was mourning the death of my grandfather.
You're like, sorry, I have more important things to worry about.
I like to be abrupt with people sometimes like that. And I'm just like...
You just need to lay all your cards out on the table. They're like... That's the only way to know.
Like,
you're
first
really
of all, I don't owe you a response.
Right.
I don't owe you anything.
Right.
And that's that.
Yeah.
You don't...
Don't ever forget it.
No, you don't know. You don't even owe people explanations.
No. You don't. And he was lucky that he got one.
Right? I just said, my grandpa died. Yeah. Nothing else. I didn't, he never replied. So.
He knows his place.
Yeah.
Good.
You can follow us at Creep Cafe Pod on Twitter and Instagram. Mm-hmm. You can email us at Creep Cafe Podcast. Have you been to the house? Have you been to the Winchester house?
Please tell us about pictures it. If you have. I couldn't find many ghost stories, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think.
Besides people that work there. Their website is really cool and like.
Check it out.
Friendly. Yeah.
If you have any like story recommendations for us,
let us know.
Send them our way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stay safe out there, kids.
Please. Please stay safe.
Please. Bye. Bye.